Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele. Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Sibonge uEvans Zininga ngokusiphathela indaba ngolimi lesiShona. Ngiyalemukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 3 kaNhlolanja 2023. Igama ngokuyini ogumeze sayidi. Endabeni zethu namhla.
Intalazo ezazithola zivele ephalamente ezaphuma kupresident sazikhangela landela umthetho solamhla size lapha ukuzomnika ukuthi thina yikho lokho esikubonileyo yikho lokho esikucabangayo silandela umthetho wethu eZimbabwe.
Abekhomishini yebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC lamhla bethulele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ugwalo osoluguqulwe kancane lokwehlukanisa izigaba zokuvotela olwe delimitation report.
Ye kwaba lama disruptions abanye engawe COVID, kwaba lama challenges leli esilawo, izikolo kazila mabhuku, izikolo kazila babalisi kuhle, izikolo kazila access to internet.
Uhlangothi oluqondisa ezemhloliso elizweni olwe Zimbabwe School Examinations Council, ZEMSEC, lubike ukuba impumela yemhloliso elotshwe nyakenye ordinary level isikhona. Kuhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki silomculi odabuka enkayi osesebenzela esebhilithane uPhilani Mabuza ohamba ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Pizzo. Zonke lezi indaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Abekhomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC lamhla bethulele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ugwalo osoluguqulwe kancane lokwehlukanisa izigaba zokuvotela olwe delimitation report. AbeZEC bathi bengeze imbono abayithole edale lephalamende kanye lekamongameli. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
AbeZEC bathi balethemba lokuba ugwalo oluveza imingcele abalunikeze umongameli Mnangagwa lamhla kuyilo oluzasetshenziswa kukhetho lwalonyaka, besithi benze umsebenzi wabo ngobuciko obukhulu belandela okuthiwo isisekelo sombuso. Bathi lolu gwalo luzokwenza kube lokuguqulwa kweminye imingcele ma uqathaniswa lalolo ababelwethule ekuqaleni. Umgcini sihlalo weZEC uJustice Priscilla Chigumba ulandisa kabanzi ngabakwenzileyo lamhla.
We as the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission have been mandated to conduct all electoral processes in Zimbabwe, and I would like to be assured that we do not electoral
processes in order to benefit our country.
We conduct electoral processes in order to benefit our country, Zimbabwe.
Umsekeli womphathintambo weZEC uCommissioner Rodney Semukayikiwa ulandisa ngabakuthola kuvelela edale lephalamende.
Intalazo esazithola zivele ephalamende ezaphuma kupresident sazikhangela silandela umthetho solamhla size lapha ukuzomnika ukuthi thina yikho lokho esikubonileyo yikho lokho esikucabangayo silandela umthetho wethu eZimbabwe.
Ukiwa uthi balethemba lokuba uzokulwemukela umongameli lolugwalo.
Kuxabana singaxabana, asibonisane ukuthi singaya phambili njani. Ngiyakholwa ukuthi khona dina abantu eZimbabwe sibanye nxa sisikhuluma ngendaba yokuthi kumele kube lokuthula lapha eZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Bekezela Gumbo, ingcwethi yecubungula ezombusazwe, uthi luqakathekile kakhulu lolugwalo kwezokuqhutshwa kokhetho. Ngakho bekumele lwenziwe ngonanzelelo hatshi ukulujaha.
Indaba le delimitation belimazina kupolitical science emasikhangela indaba zokuvota lokungena embusweni. Sikhangela kakhulu ukuthi ngubani olamandla okudetermina ukuthi mbani ovotayo mbani ovotiwe. Nalowo ngumuntu olamandla okuwina.
ogcizelelwe isikhulumeli senhlanganiso ebona ngezokusabalaliswa kwemibiko phezu kwemisebenzi yedale lephalamende kuZulu eye Veritas Zimbabwe, umnumzana Valentine Maponga.
As Veritas, we strongly believe that the
Inanjenge Veritas sibona ingani sebeqhotsana lesikhathi ekwenzeni umsebenzi wabo
with a very tight deadline.
Abezeki bethulele umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa i-preliminary delimitation report mhlaka 26 Mpalakazi, njengalokho okuchiwo isisekelo sombuso ukuthi nguye omele ayithole kuqala anduba isiwe edale lephalamende ukuyahlaziywa mhlaka 6 Zibandlela. Kulapho olwethulelwe idale lephalamende lona elibumbe ikomiti yamalunga alichumi lantathu abamabandla amathathu kanye loyedwa ozimeleyo elalizokhokhelwa ngumnumzana Popurayido Garepi, uchief whip wezanu PF, ukukhangelisisa le preliminary delimitation report eyethulelwa ingatsha zombili ezibumba idale le komiti. Yasisiya kwethula eyayo i-report edale lephalamende mhlaka 13 Zibandlela. Kwakhulunywa ngayo mhlaka 17 lo-18 ngoZibandlela khona edale. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevis Gama.
Uhlangothi oluqondisa ezemhloliso elizweni olweZimbabwe School Examinations Council ZEMSEC lubike ukuba impumela yemhloliso elotshwe nyakenye e-ordinary level isikhona. Isipha umbiko enkundleni zokuxhumana iZimsec ithe abafisa ukubona impumela yalimhloliso balakho ukuyithola ekhasini labo lebulenjini kukheli ethi zimsec.co.zw kusukela namhla. Kuthi abangenelisiyo bengahamba lapho abalobela khona imhloliso ama-exam centers bayethatha ama-results abo ngomvulo. Kubikwa kulabo abalobayo kuphumelele isilinganiso esifika phose amathumi amathathu ekhulwini 28.96% kuphela, okutsho ukuba lesi silinganiso sikhuphuke ngesiphose sifike kokuthathu ekhulwini 2.62% xa kuqathaniswa lempumela yanyakenye. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lomnumzana Ben Moyo, unobhala obona ngezemfundo kunhlanganiso yezakhamizi yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association.
Ama-results e-O-level sanduwathola nje aphuma namhlanje. Sitshela ukuthi kule percentage pass rate e-2.6 edlula e-previous year ka-2021. I-28.96% yiyo i-pass rate ye-ZIMSEC e-O-level.
Ngiyazi ukuthi lisayihlolisisa impumela le eyama-O-levels e-ZIMSEC Moyo, kodwa liwabona njani?
Ngasithokozisi. Imbangela yangikhona sibone ngani last year kwaba lama disruptions abanye engawe COVID, kwaba lama challenges vele esilawo, izikolo kazila mabhuku, izikolo kazila babalisi kuhle, izikolo kazila access to internet, izikolo zile disruption ye electricity.
Nxa siqathanisa imhloliso ye ZIMSEC le Cambridge, singathi impumela engconywana yiphi?
Uma siqathanisa labantu abayenza iCambridge, iCambridge ingani yenza kuhle kule ZIMSEC ngenxa yokuthi iCambridge gayila yenzi njengeZIMSEC. ZIMSEC kuphumzekeliso kumathematics bathi khona there is only one syllabus for all candidates. iCambridge iyafaka isyllabus for faster students. So uhulumende engayenza isyllabus ihambelane leZIMSEC, leCambridge ivumele abantwana bebhale isyllabus ebalingileyo bona ngokwabo. Siloku sacubungula ama-results akoBulawayo ukuthi acathanise kanjani nama-results akwezinye izifundi.
Umnumzana Ben Moyo unobhala obona ngezemfundo kunhlanganiso yezakhamizi eBulawayo Progressive Residents Association esixoxe laye ekoBulawayo. Okwamanje sizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende wele Melika.
Esikhathini esisanda ukwedlula, ilizwe le-Ukraine lalilima ukudla kokuthengisela amanye amazwe. Lalingelesihlanu emazweni alima ingqoloyi eningi emhlabeni, njalo lingelesivili ekulimeni i-sunflower. Ukuhlaselwa kwe-Ukraine ngele-Russia ngenyanga kanhlolanja ngomnyaka odluleyo kwaguqula konke lokhu. Amabutho e-Russia ahlasela ngabomu inhlelo ze-Ukraine ezokudla kanye lezemota lemikhumbi yokuthwala impahla. iRussia yabomba njalo yachisa izilimo, yafaka omaqhuphula emasimini, yavimba imikhumbi ethwala ingqoloyi ye-Ukraine ukuthi isuke elwandle lwe-Black Sea, njalo yadiliza iziphala zomombu. Ngalokho, yavimbela izilimo ze-Ukraine ukuthi zifinyelele emkambo esemhlabeni yonke, kwasala abathenga kubo abathembekileyo kanye lenhlanganiso eziphathisayo zingelakudla kokuthwalela kwamanye amazwe. Lokhu kwabangela ukuhlupheka ngamandla kwezigaba ezazithembele kunhlelo zokwabelwa ukudla ukuze zingalambi. Kungalokho inhlanganiso ye-US Agency for International Development, i-USAID, ngontulikazi ngomnyaka odluleyo yasungula uhlelo lokuthuthukisa ezokulima e-Ukraine olwe-Agriculture Resilience Initiative Ukraine, olwazakala ngokuthi yi-Agri-Ukraine. Ngeyokuphathisa abalimi balelo lizwe ukuthi benelise ukuqeda ingxaki eziningi ekulimeni, ekugcineni lekuthwaleni ukudla e-Ukraine. Ukuphumelela kwabo kungenqabela indlala emhlabeni ekhwezelwa yimpi ye-Russia ese-Ukraine. Ekugcineni, i-Afri-Ukraine iza kuba mqoka ekusekeleni ihlelo ze-Ukraine ezokuthengisela amanye amazwe lezokulima, lanxa kuza kuba lukhuni ukuthi ziphumelele kunyanga kanye leminyaka elandelayo ngenxa yokuhlaselwa yilizwe le-Russia. Ngenyanga edluleyo ekazibandlela, i-USAID kanye lenkampani ehiqiza imithi e-Bayer Pharmaceutical and Biotechnology Company lwethula umbiko othi sebenikeze uncedo olutsha olubalisa inhlanyelo yembhida ezasiza abantu makhaza labalimi be-Ukraine abazinkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili lanhlanu, i-25,000. Inkampani ye-Bayer yayinikeze uncedo lwenhlanyelo yomombo edlula amasaka azinkulungwane ezingamashumi amane, 40,000. Lokhu kwathuthukisa ubudlelwano be-USAID le-Bayer, njalo kwakhuphula indlela abalimi abafinyelela ngayo inhlanyelo yomumbu besebenzisa imali edlula izigidi ezingamashumi amathathu zamadola, $34.9 million, eyokuphathisa inkampani ehiqiza inhlanyelo e-Ukraine. Yaphathisa njalo ngemali yokuthenga imitshina yokukhupha omaqhuphula ukwenzela ukuthi abalimi besebenze bephephile. Iphathisana nehlelo ezifanayo ezikahulumende weMelika. I-Agri-Ukraine ijonge ukukhuphula indlela abalimi be-Ukraine abafinyelela ngayo impahla zokulimisa ezifana lenhlanyelo, imvundiso, imitshina lemithi yokuvikela izilimo. Iphathisa ukuthi inhlelo ze-Ukraine zokuthwalela impahla phandle kwelizwe zisebenze ngcono, ikakhulu ezezilimo, ezokukhuphula indlela abalimi abafinyelela ngayo imali. Njalo iyaqhelisa inhlelo zamabhizimusi e-Ukraine ukwenzela ukuthi enelise ukuwomisa, ukugcina kwesikhatshana kanye lokulungiselela izilimo ukuthi zithengiselwe amanye amazwe. Ilizwe leMelika limele le-Ukraine njalo lihlezi lizimisele ukusekela ilizwe labantu balo ngesikhathi sokuhlaselwa ngele-Russia empini engalasizathu esiqinileyo.
Lapho ke belilalele udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weleMelika.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba nezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sichumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e-Voice of America e-Washington DC. Athobelene amaqembu omdlalo kakhilikithi athi eleZimbabwe kanye lele West Indies wona azadivana kumdlalo emibili ehlobo lwe-test ezaqhutshelwa edolobheni lakobulawayo. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Ukapteni weqembu leZimbabwe uCraig Evans uthi iqembu leZimbabwe lilabadlali abambalwa abangekhoyo ngoba belimele, kodwa ulithemba elokuba laba ababizwe ukuba bebe yingxenye yeqembu bazadlala kuhle.
Kusobala ukuba iqembu lethu liyaqhuba ngoba silabadlali abalimeleyo, kodwa ngokubona kwami abadlali ababizwe kuzothatha indawo yabo batshengisa ikhono labo kumncintiswano edlalwa lapha ekhaya ebalisa oyilocal cup. Silungiselele kakuhle kakhulu kuvike edluleyo okukuthi wonke nje umdlali ulinde umdlalo ngamehlo abomvu.
Ocubungula umdlalo kakhilikithi uPraise Dumidlakama uthi yena ukapteni u-Evine nguye okumele aliphakamise iqembu leZimbabwe ngoba ligcwele ngabadlali abasacathulayo. Sewe sikukhalele ukuthi batshengisele i-improvement abeke bayitshengisa emdlalweni yama-short formats ama-ODIs lama-T20 ukuthi yikho abaza kuyenza sebedlala umdlalo we-test cricket. Osesikubonde ukuthi abadlali abazabe bedlala ku-series leyi abana experience, lokho sokuzatsho ukuthi umthwalo usuza kuba abo-Craig Evine lo-Gary balance ukuyibuke abalemnyaka eminingi bedlala umdlalo we-test cricket ukuthi yibo osukuzamele bethathe leli thuba lokuthi bakhokhelele bengehluleka kuza kuba nzima uqembu lama-Chevrons. Abadlali abathenjiwe abangasoze babe yingxenye yeqembu lesizwe kumidlalo le eqala kusasa ngomgqibelo ngababalisa uSkander Raza kanye lo-Ryan Bell. U-Evan uqhubekele phambili wakhuthaza abalandeli bomdlalo kakhilikithi edolobheni lakobulawayo ukuba babuye ngobuningi babo bezoxhasa iqembu le-Chevrons.
Sithole usekelo olukhulu kabi ngesikhathi sidlala kodlweni iHarare. Kusizo sami ukuba isimo somkhathi sibe ngesihle ukuze abalandeli babuye ngobuningi babo. Ngiyakuthakazelela ukudlala kobulawayo njalo labalandeli bengabe bengabaningi njengalokho esikubona esigodlweni, kodwa labo bayasikhuthaza kakhulu.
Iqembu leZimbabwe lele West Indies azadibana kumidlalo emibili yohlobo lwe-test njalo wokuqala uqala ngomgqibelo enkundleni ye-Queen Sports Club njalo ukhangelelwe ukufika emaphethelweni ngolwesithathu mhla ziyi-9 kunyanga kaNhlolanja. Umdlalo wesibili wona uhlelwe ukuqala ngensonto mhla zili-12 siyafika komlindi uyaqina ngolwesine mhla zili-16. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Iyanda inkuthazo yokuthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa engasayina i-Private Voluntary Organization Amendment Bill ukuze ibe ngumthetho ogcweleyo kulandela ukupasiswa kwayo lidale le-Senate ngolwesibili. Abalwela amalungelo oluntu bathi lumthetho mubi kakhulu njalo bathi upha uhulumende amandla okuvala lokuhlukuluza inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo. Bathi njalo ezinye inhlanganiso ezilakho ukuthintwa kubi ngumthetho lo zikoqela eziphathisa uZulu weZimbabwe odubekayo lezilwela amalungelo. Uhulumende wazise ngeviki edluleyo ukuthi uvale inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezingamakhuluphose amathathu 291 ezehluleke ukubhalisa kutsha zilandela lumthetho. Abanye bathi uMnangagwa kumele ekele ukusayina lumthetho ngoba uletha udubo elizweni. Umphathintambo wezemthetho uMnumzana Ziyambi Ziyambi lo mongameli Mnangagwa bathi umthetho lomuhle ngoba uqondiswe kunhlanganiso ezisebenza lezitha zeZimbabwe. Sixoxele siphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-ibhethu likaZulu uMnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo.
Ukuthi umthetho omubi akunamuntu okudawudayo lokho, kodwa ukuthi singathi engawusayini vele kuyibo abawulethayo. Ngibona ngazathi siyabe sizikhohlisa. Obaba laba ngabafuna ukuthi besebenze bengakwabi nomuntu obamonithayo, begange kungabi nomuntu obasolayo. So yonke imithetho kunzima ukuthi i-expect ukuthi imithetho eminingi bahlala bengayisayinanga. Imithetho eminingi yonke bazayisayina ngoba amalungelo oluntu, ama-organization odekhangela i-promotion ne-protection yamalungelo oluntu bafuna ukuwavala. So yiso isizathu esingameza kube nzima ukuthi engawusayini lowo mthetho ngoba abafuni kuba accountable.
UMongameli Mnangagwa labanye bakhe kuhulumende lakuZanu PF bathi lanxa nje likhalakhala ngalomthetho akula kubuyela muva ngoba bazama ukwenqabela inhlanganiso abathi zigangile ezisebenza zizimele ezilakho ukungenela kumsebenzi yokuletha ukungahlalisekelizweni.
Akunanhlakaniso egange njengeyabo. uma ukhuluma ngokukhanga imhlanganiso ejwayele yaqeda abantu elokhu ihlukumeza abantu esiqede lelizwe yabo kwavala nje ukuthi kungabi la ma-voices akhuluma ngokuganga kwabo yiso isizathu sokuthi befake lowo mthetho hathi ukuthi kuthiwe kule nhlanganiso ezikangeleyo.
Phezu komthetho omutsha lo elithi uncindezela inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, kulo mthetho obunjwayo inguquko elethwayo kumthetho wezokhetho okuyinguquko esolwa ngabaningi njalo abathi kayeneli, kuzoba lo mthetho osowafakwayo osebenzayo owemopa owathatha isikhundla sephosa. Sesibonile abebandla le-TCCC abaningi bebotshwa phansi kwalumthetho. Uhulumende kaMnangagwa siyazi utshona ezitshaya isifuba ngokuthi ubusa ngcono kulo uhulumende kaMgabe. Yebo kunjalo.
OkaMgabe kulomahluko lo uwesi they are perfecting bonke ubuzi bukaMgabe laba babuperfect. Hayi lo uwesi lo akunanto etintileyo isiya ebuhleni kusuke kubili kunjengokusuka epanini siyezikwa ngalo mbuso ka-Emerson nabafana bakhe.
Akhona amazwi ongathanda ukuwafikisa kuye uMongameli Mnangagwa phezu komthetho we-PVO bill lo owenhlanganiso ezizimele?
Hayi vele okuliqiniso ukuthi umthetho lo bangaze bewesayine akutho ukuthi ilizwe lethu lizathuthuka. Bona kuphelada kuzele kuvumele ukuthi kuthiwe njengoba izitha yalele ukuthi kube le-democracy abavumele abantu bethu abakusolayo lapho abakwanisa ukuthi beqondise khona beqondise, kodwa lokhu ukuthi bayancindezela wonke ama-voices akhuluma abangakuthandiyo akhuluma ngobuka wabenzayo akusoze kwancedisa ilizwe.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo ngwenhlanganiso ye-ibhethu likaZulu elimuzwe exoxa lapho lo Ntungameli Inkomo we-Studio 7.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, 7 to 14.
Kuhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki silomculi yodabuka enkayi osebenzela eseBilithane uPhilani Mabuza ohamba ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Pitso. Yena ucula umdumo wabontanga owamapiano. Asizwene xoxa nomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Spanda.
Uphilane usuke kwele Zimbabwe esiyafunda eBilithane lokuyaziphandela inhlala kahle. Phoke na udabuka ngapi ekhaya?
Ngeke ngahlala enkayi for some time and then ngahlala futhi ePlumtree for a bit of time. Asengihlala eSouth Africa because I got my uncle's family there as well. Esikolo ngafunda eMathechaneni. It's called the primary school of eMathechaneni. And then the secondary school I went to Ngai High for like Form 1 and Form 2, and then Ngaya Embakwe at Lunch, Form 3 and Form 4, before doing my A levels. Recent Bennett.
Upitso uqale ukucula esikoleni ecula kukwaya ezikolo zonke afunde kuzo, waze wakhula waqala ukucindezela umculo wakhe.
Sasiyiboys encane vela, I was young, yabona ngicula in choir, a church. I was leading a group okuthiwa imbube group. Sasibiza ukuthi Backstreet Boys. Then I went over ngabona uMangesto eSouthampton. So saqala ukusipana noMangesto. That's when we got the album yokuqala uBamba. 2010. Mkulo wami minakashekashu vile mpese kukwait. Now I'm kind of I've moved. I've done hip-hop and trap music as well. But at the moment, insha, I'm a piano. Godfather, I love the way he was putting a sound into everything, into other guys as well, Abu Mandoza, DJ Cleo, Briggs, Bongenje, Iquite on the young area, music of Freddy Kuala. We used to listen to that and I was like getting inspired by all those musicians, which are, you know, I can do something as well. I kind of mix things, me, you know, and listen to everything and pick up things.
Sigile no mabe papali. I wet. Akito bona sebo kaye. Wenza. Akala banye se pagi. Ya. Tahamba tina na bapagi. Jo. Sigile no mabe papali. Akito bona sebo kaye. Akala banye se pagi.
Upito utubanga kakhulu bonke abalandelayo ukuthenga umculo wakhe abuye abonge lasebenze labo ekuphekeni lomculo
ngene njalo ubonga ama G-Tanks fane lawo kule game Mangiesto buya uyumdu uleno mdu imbizo ezamadoda u Mr Nice Talent u Spongy then and then lezinye nje yabona Oba Donald emunye ngithanda ukubonga kakhulu ama promoters la yakhumbula especially wena Shista Gomfaka ku give le Elise la performa khona yabona la ma big guns yabona o Big Nas o Buju labo o Skito yeah so I appreciate things like that
uphilane ngomunye wabaculi beZimbabwe asebephumelele kwezomculo ukanti nguye besikhothela ukuhlelo waza oza Friday libe nempela sonto elijukela igama namu Ezra Jesus Banda
khala banye sei phaki hamba tina na baphaki sigile noma bebaphaki akrito bona sebukali khala banye sei phaki hamba tina na baphaki sigile njoba sana sigile
Siyabonga Ezra Jesus Banda lo Pizzo. Si ku live talk namhlanje sikhangela udaba logwalo osoluguqulwe kancane ngokwehlukanisa izigaba zokuvotela ole delimitation report. Singakehlukani sihlobo sikhangele inhloko zendaba zanamhla. Abekomishini yebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC namhla bethulele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ugwalo osoluguqulwe kancane lokwehlukanisa izigaba zokuvotela ole delimitation report. Uhlangothi oluqondisa ezemhloliso elizweni olwezimsec lubike ukuba impumela yemhloliso elotshwe nyakenye ordinary level isikhona. Uhlelo woza Friday kuliviki besilomculo odabuka enkayi osebenzela esebhilithane uPhilani Mabuza Pitso. Sesilugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu olivalelisayo yimi uGaino Gumede ngisitha sibaneni njalo kusasa ngesikhathi esifanayo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.